free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome on this Thursday, March the 28th, 2019. We're going to take a look at some freedom issues, and we've got a couple of important developments. One of them is the 40-year anniversary of the Three Mile Island nuclear disaster. Now, they call it an accident. I call it a disaster. This is something that took more than 14 years and nearly $1 billion to clean up. The plant never operated again after that. And yet we've got, as I pointed out yesterday, even though there haven't been any new plants built, there are some that were under construction when that happened and subsequently put into service. No new plants have been built. In Georgia, they're trying to add additional reactors to an existing facility, and they are drowning in debt. That's okay. We got the federal government and Rick Perry riding to the rescue. They're going to be dropping money on the site. That's basically what these things amount to. They are an endless hole for money to be dropped into. And even as we just had the Green New Deal put up for a vote yesterday, and not a single Democrat in the Senate would vote for it. Not a single one. Three actually voted against it because they are in very conservative states. You got Joe Manchin, who's in West Virginia. The coal industry there survived an attempted shutdown by the Democrat Party. And he wants to remain a senator, even though he just got reelected. He voted against that. Then you've got Doug Jones in Alabama, who was elected in a special election. He'll be facing reelection pretty soon, and he doesn't want to go on record in terms of shutting down all of our choices. But, folks, the European Union has gone on record. As we have as the title of the show today, we're going to have Eric Peters join us to talk about this. I talked about it briefly yesterday. The fact that the European Union, in addition to putting on sweeping new methods to shut down and to control speech with Article 13 and copyright, because now it's not just going to be, oh, we say that you are fake. We say that you are hateful. Well, okay, those are fairly subjective. We could argue with that. Of course, we can't because we've got a few corporations that are in control of the internet, and the governments like it that way. The governments put them in control, keeping them in control, and are telling them to do more. And of course, they're very compliant with that, happy to do that, as long as it's coming against people that they disagree with, people that they hate. They're happy to do that. But now they're going to put in something that's a little bit more of an objective standard. The people who have essentially proclaimed that they own the internet, they haven't copyrighted it, but they might as well, you know, Google and Twitter and Facebook and so forth. They're now going to have some more objective standards to censor your speech in Europe. But it's not just your speech. The people who hate freedom also hate your ability to move around, hate your ability to own anything. They're going to own all the media. They're going to have copyrights on everything, just like they have essentially laid claim to the internet, turned it into kind of a backwater corporate town like you used to see with the coal companies in the middle of the 20th century. Yeah, you owe your soul to the company store. Yeah, we own everything in this town. Well, we've already had a Supreme Court decision about that, but let's not pay any attention to that. If a Supreme Court decision upholds freedom, then we ignore that. So we're not going to pay attention to the 1946 Marsh versus Alabama, which said even if the company owns the public square, it's still the public square and they can't censor free speech on it. And Twitter and other people have said it is the company square. But now they're moving to shut down our movement. And Germany is going from the Autobahn to autos banned. They're going, and it's a gradual process, step by step. They've already laid in the regulations to outright ban anything that's not electric car. Because electric cars are not going to be affordable for people to have in the long run. They don't have a great deal of range. And now they're putting restrictions. They're going to actually have technology in the cars to enforce speed limits. They're going to cap the speed limit using GPS and sign recognition. Eric Peters will be joining us to talk about that. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
I have certain rules I live by. My first rule, I don't believe anything the government tells me. Nothing. Zero.
Zero. Never. Like I said yesterday, I am a never truster. We got a lot of never Trumpers out there. Sheepishly trying to move back and say, well, maybe I wasn't as much there as I actually thought, said John Brennan. Oh, come on. He was the guy directing all of this stuff. We've already told you that. And I hope President Trump comes after him, unveils this, because we got to take down that system that's there. It's not enough to say not guilty. We got to get the guilty people. And folks, we're going to get the guilty people when it comes to 9/11 as well. We got new news on that. But first, today is the 40th anniversary of Three Mile Island. And again, another example of never believe the government on anything. Never believe them. March 28th, 1979. One of the two reactors at Three Mile Island generating station in eastern Pennsylvania. This reactor automatically shut down. Engineers didn't know that a pilot-operated relief valve remained open, allowing coolant to escape. A high-pressure backup system immediately pumped water back into the reactor. However, technicians feared that too much pressure would build up, and so they reduced the flow of water. So it's kind of a combination of failures of systems, misunderstanding of the people who are operating it, flipping it off, like, immortalized by Homer Simpson. You had a partial meltdown. The reactor remained intact, although a subsequent investigation determined about 45% of its core had suffered a meltdown. Radioactive material called corium flowed to the bottom of the reactor core where it was contained, and that averted a disaster. Now, they were very, authorities emphasized, again, you know, never believe anything the government tells you. They emphasized the fact there had been no radioactive leaks. Now, this is Yahoo News. That's at the beginning of the story. It was 40 years ago, but the authorities emphasized there were never any radioactive leaks. Then go to the end of the story by Yahoo. With the exception of four plant employees, the NRC determined that millions of locals had only been exposed to about the same amount of radioactivity that they would absorb during a routine chest x-ray. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't I just read here at the front that there had been no radioactive leaks? So how did they get chest x-rays? If they're lying to you about that, are they lying to you about the quantity of x-rays? Come on. That's the problem with the government, and that's why George Carlin and I don't believe anything they say. They can't keep their lies straight, whether it's talking about Russian hoaxes or whether it's talking about Three Mile Island or whether it's talking about 9/11. They can't keep their story straight. They keep changing it all the time. The cleanup lasted until 1993, so it went on for 14 years. It cost $973 million, nearly $1 billion. The 900 megawatt reactor that was supposed to provide electricity to nearly 1 million homes never was used again. It was scrapped. And no new nuclear power plants, according to Yahoo, have been built in the United States since then. Yeah, kind of. The problem is that you've got a lot of these existing nuclear power plants which are still in operation, and they're more than 40 years old. And most of them were given licenses for 20 to 25 years. And like the one close to where I used to live in North Carolina, they just keep extending the license, even though equipment is failing, even though they have shutdowns and so forth because of leaks. Oh, don't worry. Nobody was exposed. Yeah. Nobody was harmed. They keep pushing these things forward. And as I've mentioned before, we have all of these sports stadiums, especially NFL stadiums, where we're spending multiple billions of dollars for a new football stadium because we have to do this to please our multi-billionaire owners and their multi-millionaire players. So we keep building and remodeling and doing all these. The average age of a NFL stadium, and I did this report about a month ago, but it was something like a decade. Whereas we have nuclear power plants that are now double what their designed safe life was. Are we really concerned about safety? We're concerned about NFL stadiums, but we're not concerned about the nuclear reactors in our midst. This is what is really crazy. And until we got Rick Perry. Now, Rick Perry is not out there building new reactors to shut down and replace the old reactors. He's not even really, you know, guaranteeing money to fix them. He's put out some loan guarantees to a Georgia power company to build two new reactors at a site where they currently have nuclear power. The cost estimates have now ballooned at that site to $25 billion. And you, the American taxpayer, on the hook for $12 billion in guarantees and loans. And they're going to extend it. They're going to jump in nearly another $4 billion in loan guarantees from the American taxpayer. We have developments, talking about not believing government, we have more developments on the quest by the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Truth, working along actually the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry. I'm sorry, that's the official title. Also, Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth and 9/11 Victim Family Members, Robert McElvaney and Barbara Krukowski-Rastelli. They have all put together a federal lawsuit. I reported this last year. It was in April that they put in the original petition. It was 52 pages accompanied by 57 exhibits. I talked to representatives from the Lawyers Committee for 9/11 Inquiry at that point in time. Then in December, there was they presented this to the government. In December, the U.S. attorney agreed to comply with federal law, requiring submission to a special grand jury of evidence. Let's see, when was this? It was back in February. They filed an update which had more information in it, 33 pages of documents, 15 different categories of persons that they would like to ask questions of. And they even named some names. Those names are still redacted. They submitted that to the government. And so this is moving forward. Now, the latest development that they have here is they have submitted another petition saying that they want to assess any evidence that the FBI may have known about that contributed to the destruction of the towers on 9/11, which they may have kept from Congress. Now, are you kidding me? Would the FBI keep any information from Congress? Is the Pope Catholic? Well, that's an open question. But would they have kept any information from Congress, the FBI? For example, here's six areas. The use of pre-placed explosives to destroy World Trade Center buildings 1, 2, and 7, because, you know, 7 was never even hit by a plane. And we had the BBC saying that it had fallen 20 minutes before it did fall, and you could see it over her shoulder. How did they know that it was going to fall in its footprint, just like the other two buildings? Another one they want to ask about, the arrest and investigation of the high fivers, people who were observed photographing and celebrating the attacks on the World Trade Center on 9/11. Or maybe how about the terrorist financing related to the reported Saudi support for the 9/11 hijackers? Remember, President Trump was going to look into that. Recovered plane parts, including serial numbers from all three crash locations. Maybe they could find anything Maybe they can find an engine at the Pentagon. First time we've ever had a plane crash where the engines disappeared. The engines disappeared. And the plane disappeared into a hole that was smaller than the wingspan. Quite a bit smaller than. And of course, there's no video from cameras that were mounted inside and outside the Pentagon. The FBI actually went to a convenience store where they did have a camera, confiscated the evidence there. Finally, cell phone communications from passengers aboard airplanes. This is all information that is relevant to the 9/11 Review Commission and the mandate from Congress that the FBI turn over information that they did not turn over. So this is moving forward, and good for these people. I just had an interview last week with Richard Gage of the Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
Defeat the globalist, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the pedophiles, hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat Alexandra Cortez and her mindless idiocy with hashtag Alex Jones. Defeat the censors with hashtag Alex Jones. They've tried to ban us off every platform out there, but we've just gotten stronger because you've taken action with hashtag Alex Jones. I am patient zero in the massive banning, but you can override the censors now. And if all of our audience gets involved with hashtag Alex Jones, we are unstoppable together. We've already changed the world together with our laser focus. Do it again with hashtag Alex Jones on Twitter, on Facebook, on Google, on YouTube, everywhere. Call into talk radio, C-SPAN. Shout it out loud in public. Hashtag Alex Jones. That's the rallying cry to restore the First Amendment.
Creativity and the dynamic human spirit that refuses to submit.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. The staff was telling me, reminding me, and I've talked about this in the past, we have several high school stadiums, football stadiums here in Texas that cost tens of millions of dollars. A high school football stadium, tens of millions of dollars. How's that for priorities? One of them, what is that, $60 million? They keep going up, upping the ante on these things because it's bragging rights. Our football stadium is bigger than yours. But I don't really. Now, here's something that President Trump has come out with that really is relatively cheap to do, to protect the electric grid from EMPs. And you might recall the movie Armageddon that was done by Gary Haven. He was in it. He produced it. Also, Alex Jones is in it. I had a tiny role reading the news in that movie. But that was all about the disaster following an EMP, which is a very effective way to take down an electric grid and something that can be very, very difficult to get back up and running because they don't just have a lot of these parts sitting around on the shelf. So if somebody were to do something like that, we could be out, we could be back to the Stone Age for quite a long time taking down the grid. However, if we act preemptively, and this is the point of Gary trying to get people to do something about it. Maybe he got President Trump's attention or somebody did. It can be relatively cheap to protect the electric grid from these types of power surges that be created from exploding a nuclear weapon in the atmosphere, creating an EMP, an electromagnetic pulse. We have an update on the Kate Steinle murder by a migrant in San Francisco. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has unanimously upheld a lower court's decision to dismiss a wrongful death lawsuit brought by Kate Steinle's parents against the city of San Francisco, saying that the city's sanctuary status could not be the basis for liability regarding their daughter's death. And I have an update on the sanctuary status and how, folks, it will be the death of our elections and our representation if we don't pay attention to the census. And something that is very troubling to me, and I'll talk about this later in the broadcast. The government is now moving the people that they put in charge of censoring the internet in the place of conducting the census. And it kind of makes sense. You know, those two words, censor and census, actually come from Rome. The censors were the people who were tasked with counting the citizens for the purpose of taxation. Not so much for representation, but for taxation, I guess. Here we have built in the Constitution. We take the census because we want to know how many citizens we have so that they can get represented in the House of Representatives and, of course, in the Electoral College. And President Trump's question, which has always been on the census, that's the whole purpose of the census, is to count the citizens. And there was always a question, are you a citizen? That question was removed by George W. Bush. Isn't that interesting? You know, the open border Republican establishment and the Obama administration, which of course is open borders as well, decide they would no longer ask that question. President Trump said, we're going to ask that question. We've now had two federal judges say, no, you're not. And if we let those federal judges shut down the essence of the census to count citizens for representation, then these sanctuary states will get greater representation in Congress. They will get greater representation in the Electoral College. They will rig our elections by counting foreign citizens who are here criminally, trespassing. We have to stop that. We cannot allow that to continue to move forward. It is another one of these existential issues, just like the border itself. And perhaps even more urgent as the census is going to be taking place next year in 2020. Now, as we're talking about guns and the murder of Kate Steinle by the guy who said, no, you know, the gun just went off. It was just sitting here. I don't know how it got here. I don't know how it went off. It just killed Kate Steinle, and then I got rid of it. And, of course, it belonged to a government employee. He took it out of a government car. The government employee left it on the car. We don't have to worry about being responsible about any of that. Can you imagine if that had been a private citizen? But the government has absolutely no liability in that, right? They invited foreign citizens to come in and criminally trespass, rewarded them for doing so, and then another government employee carelessly leaves a gun laying around in an unlocked car, and this foreign citizen, illegal alien, picks it up, shoots her, and says, I have no idea how that happened. And they say, fine, nobody's responsible. Nobody's bad. But somebody died. And the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, of course, doesn't seem to care. We now have Ilhan Omar, however, trying to place the blame. So nobody is to blame for Kate Steinle's death in San Francisco. But President Trump, of course, according to the leader of the Sisterhood of Traveling Burkas, Ilhan Omar, according to her, President Trump is to blame for the New Zealand shooting. It's President Trump's fault, of course. During public testimony before Congress, she questioned a senior fellow at the Arms Control Association, Jeff Abramson, about U.S. State Department policy changes that streamlined the process for American gun manufacturers to sell weapons to other countries. Does she have any evidence that these guns were part of that? Oh, of course not. We don't need any evidence. We just spent nearly 3 years, folks, because it is nearly 3 years. This whole thing began in the summer of 2016. Mueller was going for 675 days, I think is the count. Was that it? Or was it 666? I think it was 675, right? But that's the length of his investigation. All this stuff about Russian collusion, that began with Hillary Clinton. That was her narrative to distract people. So for nearly 3 years, we had an investigation, quote unquote, that was devoid of any factual connection. So why not have Ilhan Omar go out there and blame President Trump for what's going on in New Zealand? And let me tell you what's going on in New Zealand. The police there are now going door to door, job to job and so forth. We've got one gun owner that has now been killed by the police as they go through their gun confiscation. They said they're going to places of employment, homes, even visiting gun ranges. One person posted up said, needless to say, my workmates were shocked to see me taken into a room for a chat. These guys are quite nice about it, but they wanted to know what my partner and I have. Quite nice about it. Yeah, that's the thing, you know, the police in New Zealand and the UK, they can be quite deferential, can't they? Until they give you the back of the hand. Until they shove you into the squad car and road trip you because you were exercising your free speech rights and they don't like Christians talking on the street corner. He said, I didn't put in any paperwork or forms in yet, so I was a little shocked to see them come out of nowhere. Anybody else get this yet? Any reason why they would have chosen me? I'm a bit confused. I'm worried. I'm scared. That they just rock up and pull out the notepad and say, tell us what you got. Well, another guy was also freaked out. He's a former Russian soldier. He was fingered because his son put up on social media a picture of him with an airsoft gun. We'll tell you how he died when we come back. Stay with us.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWars.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank.
Wars are like 12-round heavyweight boxing championship fights. It's about who wants it, who's prepared to go the longest, and who's ready to do the damage. We took on Hillary Clinton. We stopped her. We got a nationalist in. Nationalists are getting elected all over the world right now. We are winning. But those of us who are at the very front line, at the tip of the spear, are under unprecedented attack. So I come to you each day and try to explain to you that this is a war of attrition. This is about who wants it most. And you know the persecution, the censorship, the sponsors they've taken, everything. I am in your hands. You are in my hands. I need financial support, and I got products you and your family need. It's that simple. Thousands of great products, whatever's award-winning, whatever's best-selling, what folks love, what I love, we bring it to you at InfoWarsStore.com. So please, go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Look at all the great products, because we're in your hands, I'm in your hands, and your support is beyond critical. Thank you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Reports are now coming in from New Zealand that the police are going from place of employment to homes to gun shooting ranges, rounding up anybody that they believe has a gun, pulling them in, questioning them. One person has now died. Here's another person talking about what happened to him. He said, a mate of mine had the cops turn up his house after an image of a friend of his had posted on Instagram holding his AR-15. He got reported. They asked to see his safe. He complied. They confiscated his AR-15 as well as a semi-automatic 22, although they admitted that they weren't sure that if that would be affected under the new law. They suggested that he might get the 22 back. They gave him a police property form with all the details of what they were holding, and they took the guns with him. And that's, isn't that nice? You know, they can be so polite, can't they? I think back to Brazil. Terry Gilliam, the guy that worked, the American who did the artwork for Monty Python, his Monty Python version of 1984. And of course, the central part of that that begins the program, the movie, is that they're looking for somebody named Buttle or Tuttle or whatever, but the guy in the office, and of course all the technology there doesn't quite work. It's kind of like a Tesla. You know, they've got all this high tech stuff, but it doesn't quite work. And he's swatting a fly, falls into this typewriter, physical typewriter. And they got the monitors that have little tiny monitors, and they got these big Fresnel lenses to magnify. it's just everything is a kludge. But the fly falls into the typewriter, and it says Tuttle instead of Buttle or whatever. They look up the guy, and they go to the wrong address. And it's a over-the-top, no-knock raid. And this was, quite frankly, when I saw this, it was an over-the-top parody. But now it isn't. Now this kind of stuff happens all the time. This was before the no-knock raids became common currency here in the United States in the name of the war on drugs. And so these guys come busting into the place. They cut a hole into the ceiling and everything and rappel down. They arrest the guy. They put him in a bag, put a bag over his head, and, you know, he's hogtied. And they come over with all their paperwork. Could you sign this and this and this and this? And here's my receipt for your receipt. Okay, thank you. And the mother is just flummoxed. They have absolutely no idea what's going on. No explanation. No charges, but the police were ever so polite. And evidently, that's what's happening here. Maybe he'll get his gun back. Maybe he won't. Maybe they'll just ban it in the meantime before they return it. But somebody has died. A former Russian soldier. This guy was a veteran of the Soviet and later the Russian army. He spent time in Afghanistan and Chechnya. He was assigned to a special forces unit. And that may explain why he perhaps had PTSD. He got reported to the New Zealand police because his son posted a photo of him wearing a Russian army helmet and posing with an airsoft rifle on social media, an airsoft rifle. And so a little snitch called the police and he gets SWAT teamed. And he was afraid of going to prison. So he called his son. Talked to his son for a while. It resulted in a standoff because it's like, I'm not going to prison. And again, I don't know what was going on with this guy. He was, had been in the military in Russia. Maybe had PTSD, but he was afraid when the police show up and he gets into a standoff and, they believe that he committed suicide. 54-year-old, Troy Dubovsky, told, the press that he was sought by police after his property in Christchurch suburb of St. Martin's was searched on Tuesday. Anyway, after they searched his residence, they found an 8mm blank pistol, the suspicious airsoft rifle. And if you don't know what airsoft is, it shoots little hollow plastic pellets that have no weight on them. So, you know, people use them for playing games, you know, like shoot 'em up games, kind of like a paintball gun, but it doesn't hurt as much. So he had an airsoft rifle, he had a blank pistol, and he did have a real gun. He had an SKS carbine, which is now illegal. It wasn't illegal before, but it is now illegal. So they report him based on a profile picture on Facebook 5 days ago, and he is winds up in a standoff with the police and perhaps committed suicide. Which brings us to Roseanne Arquette, who says that Trump's America is a, quote, sick dictatorship of normalized racism, rape, mass killings from guns, pedophilia, homophobia, and the destruction of our environment. And she says that this government of President Trump has normalized stupidity. No, Rosanna, you and Hollywood did that a long time ago. You normalized stupidity a very long time ago. And you're still normalizing it, I guess, pushing it. Now, the pedophilia stuff, I mean, how is that coming after president? That's Hollywood. That's Hollywood that's doing that. I mean, we just had Barbara Streisand saying Michael Jackson, his sexual needs are his sexual needs. Who are we to judge? Right? Maybe it was his DNA. Maybe it was his childhood. But who are we to judge? He had needs and these so-called, you know, she said, I totally believe these kids. Yeah, they were molested, but they didn't die. So what? And you've got people like Roman Polanski that she also, and all of Hollywood has gotten behind. You're talking about rape and pedophilia, and Hollywood supports Roman Polanski? and Michael Jackson and Woody Allen. You know, Mia Farrow and her son were out there virtue signaling about Harvey Weinstein and everything when they they got this big skeleton following them in the closet called Woody Allen. But no, I mean, it's Streisand and Mia Farrow and people like Roseanne Arquette that have normalized stupidity, that have normalized pedophilia. And yet she's still talking about President Trump and cannot believe that there's nothing in the Mueller investigation. She said he's not concerned. Just tweeted this out earlier this week before she went on about all the stupidity. he's not concerned about the welfare of our country. His loyalty is to Russia and to Saudi Arabia. He is not exonerated. We don't have the full report. And if there's nothing to hide, then show us. Well, that's right. There is nothing to hide. And we've been showing you that it's the Democrats who are trying to hide this stuff. And here's what they're trying to hide, folks. Here is the massive bombshell that had just come out today. Two pundit reports that Justice Department insiders have just dropped a massive bomb on Bob Mueller. His special counsel team concluded months before the 2018 election that there was nothing there, but they held this report from August of last year. What happened in August of last year? Let's see if I can remember. Oh yeah, that's right. That's when they shut down InfoWars and Alex Jones. And at that point in time, you know, they weren't trying to affect the election, were they? I mean, they shut down InfoWars and Alex Jones. They purged this channel on YouTube. As we're in the middle of a live broadcast, never had any strikes against us at all. And then 2 months later, they shut down another 800 sites who were opposed to war, to the police state, surveillance state. And then they shut down 10,000 users on Twitter on orders of the DNC. And said, we got a list here of another 90,000 we're going to shut down. All of that happened before the election. And also before the election, Bob Mueller had, and his team had concluded that there was no collusion. Yet they kept silent so the Democrats could win the midterms in 2018. The most important portions of the investigation were concluded in August of 2018, said a high-ranking Justice Department official. Quote, Rod Rosenstein was briefed. Rod Rosenstein. And it was common gossip and well known that nothing had been pinned on Trump and that they were going to wrap it up. So 3 months before the elections, when right at the time when they began the crackdown on InfoWars, at that point in time, they already knew that this Russia gate thing was a hoax. They concluded that they had absolutely no evidence. We told you it was a hoax when they first came out with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
And now, through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year. So far, it matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime for free, get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, it's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
Welcome back. In the next hour, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters of epautos.com. And we're going to be talking about the insanity that has just been unleashed in the European Union. Beginning in 2022, they're going to require technology on all cars that will obey the speed limits, regardless of what you want to do. Now, as Eric Peters and I are going to talk about this, it's just another example of the creeping tyranny. And I mean that literally. You will be creeping around at a very slow speed. We've got articles on Reason Magazine talking about a guy who's a politician in New Jersey. And he likes to go out. His name is, first name is Josh. And he's trying to make himself doing virtue signaling, saying, hey, I'm one of you guys. And so he has this program called Josh on the Job. And he goes out and he works menial tasks for a day or two. Well, he went to a filling station. Because in New Jersey, it's illegal to pump your own gas. He found out. As he publicized, as he did the job in the filling station, people were saying, what is going on with this? So of course, it's also a situation in Oregon. We'll talk about that coming up. But, you know, gradually these people are clawing back their freedom to pump gas. It's not that difficult, and it's not that difficult to drive either. But the bottom line is, this is the kind of controls on transportation that we're seeing already enacted in China. They're rolling this out everywhere. The path is you have the beta test in China. Then they have the initial release in the European Union. Then they bring it to California. And then they impose it on Americans. And we're not going to have it. And I'm wondering if in Germany, they may be putting in their orders for yellow vests right now. They may wind up having a similar situation to what's going on in France. Because we're not going to have you lock us down everywhere. You know, the Republican Party is not perfect. But I wish we had an alternative that wasn't fully set against freedom in every aspect of our lives. Every aspect of our lives. They want to rob us and take away our freedoms. They call themselves pro-choice. They are the least pro-choice of anybody you can imagine. The only choice they want to have is whether or not you kill your children. But if you want to take care of your children, the medical care that you give to them, that's not going to be something that they're going to allow the informed consent of parents on the medical care of their children or on the education of their children. And you're not going to have any choices either as an adult. They're going to treat you like a child. I tell you what, it's just the Democrats are wrong on everything. They hate every aspect of freedom. I've got an interesting flashback clip here from Joe Biden I want to play for you. Goes back to 1974. And he says, I was ready to prostitute myself to big donors. They didn't think he was old enough at the time. Well, he's old enough now. As we were saying, you know, he's the leader of the pack. And I guess that's spelled PAC, Political Action Committee. We'll get to Joe Biden here in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, folks, if you want to support us, and many of you have, obviously, for a long time, and we really do appreciate that support, you are our sponsors. We don't have corporate sponsors, and we have the big corporations are dead set in terms of deplatforming us because they know that was a vital move to make sure the Democrats won the election in 2018. They don't want your free speech. They don't want a free and independent press. They wanted to hide, as I just pointed out, for months before the election, back in August, when they shut us down on social media. They also knew that there wasn't anything that was going to happen with the Trump investigation. They had already written their reports, had already concluded it, and they held it until just this last week. Because they wanted to milk this as long as they could. Then I guess if they waited any longer, they'd be getting closer to the next election, so they got to dump it right now. You know, dump it on a weekend. Well, everybody noticed, even though they dumped it on a weekend. But folks, if you want to support the First Amendment, if you want to support the Second Amendment, if you want to support your freedoms that aren't even listed explicitly in the Constitution, but are protected, because that's what our country was founded on, the idea that we possess certain natural rights from God and that the government doesn't interfere with those. And the 10th Amendment said, even though we didn't list these freedoms, you know, like being able to own vehicles of transportation privately and be able to go anywhere that you want and not be spied on and taxed every time you move, even though those things are not explicitly listed, we still have those rights as individuals, and we're still going to talk about them. And if you want to be able to talk about it, if you want to be able to hear this information, then support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got our mega sale that we began last week with our 50-hour broadcast. We took 50% off everything right away on InfoWarsStore.com. All of the InfoWars Life products, 50% off last week. We still have those discounts, plus free shipping, plus double Patriot points. And then we introduced some flash sales. We brought back Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, the original formula, and we got that back in stock, put that up to 55% off. All the Super Blue products with nano silver to fight bacteria and viral infections, 55% off. We got a lot of products that we've pulled up to 60% off, like Brain Force Plus, DNA Force Plus, Knockout, Bod Ease, our all-natural anti-inflammatory product. It's got turmeric and many other natural ingredients to fight inflammation. Those are 60% off. So take a look at the specials that we have right now. 50 to 60% off, free shipping, double Patriot points, the best prices we have ever had. And we really do need your support to keep going with this. All right, let's go to Joe Biden back in 1974. Run the clip.
Senator, I'm sure that you would agree that your service in the Senate up to this point has not reflected any particular concern for the larger contributor.
This is Foghouse Leghorn here.
I didn't have many
Foghorn Leghorn
contributors. The only reason, see, I went to the big guys for the money. I was ready to prostitute myself in the manner in which I talk about it. But what happened was they said, come back when you're 40, son. And so I had to go out.
Oh, there you go. Okay, well, he's well past that age limit.
Well, I think we're all grateful, Senator. You didn't take no for an answer.
but Senator, aren't you we're all happy.
Example?
Didn't take no for an answer.
I'm a 29-year-old oddball. The only reason I was able to raise the money is I was able to have a national constituency to run for office. Because I was 29, I'm like the token black or the token woman. I was the token young person.
We're talking about this national...
And now he's looking for a token black and a token... some woman and a token young person to run along with him. All right, let's hold the clip right there. So he said, I was like the token black, the token young person, token woman, and he's looking for anybody who checks all those boxes to be his running mate when he announces. Although that didn't work all that well for Ted Cruz when he did that. Didn't work that well for John McCain either. But the interesting thing about this was he said he was ready to prostitute himself to big donors. Now, they said, sorry, son, you're not 40 yet. Come back when you're 40 years old. Well, Joe Biden is now in his late 70s, and he's been prostituting himself for quite some time, I think Foghorn Leghorn would say there. He's about ready to. He is the leader of the PACs. I'm sure he's going to have a lot of money as he comes out. You know, we've had Bernie Sanders get $6 million, and then you had the beta male get in, and he got 6.1. Oh, he's now the leader of the fundraising stuff, and that is how they evaluate the leading candidates. And so I'm sure that Biden is biding his time until he can get some more of that money. He's probably out there prostituting himself right now to get some more money so he can jump into the race. And speaking of prostitutes, let's talk about the Southern Poverty Law Center. As I love this headline from Reason. You know, they're in the middle of a total collapse at the Southern Poverty Law Center. And Reason puts it this way. The Southern Poverty Law Center is both a terrible place to work and a place that does terrible work. So not only have they been exposed with allegations of sexual harassment, of racism and sexism and all these other things. But now we take a look at the terrible work that they have done. As they say, over the course of the Trump campaign presidency, they've been able to add dozens of, it's been a bumper time for them, just like it has been for MSNBC and CNN. They were able to profiteer off of lies about us, about President Trump, and nobody more so than the SPLC. They've added dozens of staffers. They ramped up their fundraising. They built a $200 million endowment. SPLC has profited from this stuff, I think, probably more so than MSNBC and CNN combined. And as they point out here, and we'll talk about this more when we come back, the SPLC's hate tally is a little bit suspect, even by the left. And I talked about this 6 years ago. I talked about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Prophets of Hate, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. They got a left of center, as they put it. He's very left. Nathan Robinson explained an article. He went down and he looked in detail at their hate map, and we're going to take a look at that when we come back.
By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer, and it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it, because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select storable foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got 3-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a 3-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment, you're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Let's look at how the Southern Poverty Law Center has built an endowment of $200 million just during the Trump administration, pushing the prophets of hate, the prophecy of hate, their idea that we have this rising tide of hate groups everywhere. Give money to Morris Dees and these people, and they will save you from hate. Or you can have Apple and these other people save you from hate. You know, Apple and Google. They're all going to save us from hate, aren't they? As the left-of-center writer Nathan Robinson explained in an article for Current Affairs, if you take a look at their hate map, you can see all the red dots everywhere, but you can drill down and look at the data, and that can be very informative. If you take just one state, for example, Oklahoma, he writes, they say that they got 9 distinct hate groups by their count. 5 of these groups, however, are black nationalist groups. Oh, but didn't we just have Facebook say they're going to ban all discussions of white nationalism and white this or whatever? Which, who gets to define that? Oh, well, like the Southern Poverty Law Center. Facebook will define that. As a matter of fact, Facebook and these other groups who have been censoring people have been using the Southern Poverty Law Center to define people that they don't like, people who are false, people who are hateful. And so how does their definition shake out, right? In Oklahoma, 9 hate groups, 5 of them black nationalist groups, a Nation of Islam, Israel United in Christ, etc. The SPLC, reports reason, counts each chapter of these groups separately. So the Nation of Islam counts as 2 separate hate groups within Oklahoma. The map also makes no attempt to contextualize all this. No information is given on the size or the influence of each group. And this guy, who again is a leftist, Nathan Robinson, says this is an outright fraud. And many leftists have said this about the Southern Poverty Law Center for a long time. That was the essence of my report. That YouTube scrubbed because, of course, it wasn't politically correct and it was a little bit too hateful of Southern Poverty Law Center. So they scrubbed it last August as you had the Department of Justice hiding the conclusions that there was no collusion before the election. Anyway, take a look a little bit more at this map as Nathan Robinson points out. He said, when you actually look at the hate map, you find something very interesting. Many of these groups, again, they don't talk about the size or the influence of the group, so let's talk about the size or the influence of the groups here. Many of these groups, he says, barely seem to exist at all. There is a Holocaust denial group in Kerrville, Texas, called CarolynJaeger.net. It appears to just be a woman called Carolyn Jaeger. That's not a group. A male supremacy group, called Return of the Kings is apparently just a blog published by a pickup artist, Roosh V, and a couple of his friends. Their most recent post is an announcement from 6 months ago that the project is on indefinite hiatus. Another one here, a black nationalist group in Atlanta called Luxor Couture, appears to be an African fashion boutique. Not a hate group, really. Shark Hunters International is one guy who likes U-boats and take small groups of sad Nazis on tours to see ruins and relics. This is what the Southern Poverty Law Center has been shoveling to people. And yet the reality of this is they conclude in this Reason magazine article, which otherwise is good, except for the conclusion here. They always soft play this stuff. Just like Reason soft plays the censorship based on, of course, hate that is being conducted by the anti-social media. Like Facebook and others, or by Google. They come in and they say, well, at National Review, David French urges the SPLC to recover its roots and battle like they used to when they battled the KKK in court. Are they kidding me? Are they clueless? Do they not know that Morris D's battle, his only battle during the civil rights movement, was on the side of the Ku Klux Klan in Birmingham? He defended the Ku Klux Klan, and then he set out the civil rights movement until he could come back in and raise millions of dollars virtue signaling about opposing the KKK. Come on.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us. And it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center. Their collapse, their firing of the founder, Morris Dees, who never did anything to really fight the KKK until the KKK was essentially gone. And then he gone in terms of influence and power. And then he started virtue signaling and raising hundreds of millions of dollars. And then creating fake hate narratives about Trump and Trump supporters to raise $200 million in the last couple of years. But now they have been exposed as not only a highly profitable scam, which is what everybody is calling them, including their former staffer. That's a former staffer saying the SPLC is a highly profitable scam. Remember, these are the people who had the hate map. These are the people who were the go-to sources for both the FBI and Facebook and all these social media censors. A highly profitable scam. And I wonder if you look at their hate map, if it's got a little red dot there where the SPLC is. Because that's really what they're a hate group themselves. You've got two dozen SPLC employees that had signed previously a letter, and I don't know if this is what got them to finally do something. Two dozen employees signed a letter to express their alarm at, quote, allegations of mistreatment, sexual harassment, gender discrimination, racism, as reported by the LA Times. That must really grieve them to have to report this about their beloved SPLC. And of course, they have been the source of hate against many other people, but hatred within the organization. The SPLC itself was a hate group. As one person who formerly worked there said, the firing of Dees has flushed up all kinds of uncomfortable questions again. Were we complicit by taking our paychecks and staying silent? Yes, you were. In ripping off donors on behalf of an organization that never lived up to the values it espoused? Yes, you were. Did we enable racial discrimination and sexual harassment by failing to speak out? Yes, you did. And it isn't anything that has just recently come to light. I went through with reports from people who were liberals as well as conservatives 6 years ago and did a detailed report about the SPLC. It was well known 6 years ago, before you had the multi-million dollar lawsuits against them that they lost recently, before this letter from the SPLC employees themselves. It was well known that it was a money-generating fraud, and that was well. The reason I wrote that was because they were being used at the time by the FBI to find hate groups. I just told you some of these bogus hate groups. But still, you got people at National Review, like David French, saying, you got to go back to your roots. You know, you used to fight the KKK. It's like, their roots were never really fighting the KKK. I cannot believe that Reason would end this article with that quote from National Review, or that somebody at National Review would be so absolutely clueless about the history of the Southern Poverty Law Center that they could even write that. It's unbelievable. And you know what else is unbelievable? That Tim Apple, you know, the tall, thin man who was unveiled this week as having absolutely no clue as to how to move the corporation Apple forward. He has no ideas what to do. And I tell you what, I don't gamble, so I don't invest in the stock market. And it really is a gamble to short sell somebody because you got to pick the time that the stock is going to go down. But I wish there was some way that because it's not much of a gamble to predict that Apple is going to go down. Now, they got a big stash of cash, and it's going to take them a while to work through that stash of cash, no matter how incompetent Tim Apple is. But I've seen this before when they replaced Steve Jobs with John Sculley, a Pepsi executive, who didn't have a clue about how to innovate. And they started just using what they had at the time. They didn't have that big stash of cash, but they did have a tremendous technological advantage over their competitors. And he just kind of set on that and squandered that. And they said all of the Apple trade magazines that followed them at the time said, well, you know, they've got a really great piece of software. Maybe they should just stop making hardware and just license that software. And instead, they brought back Steve Jobs. And they started innovating again. Steve Jobs, they had already started licensing third-party people to build their hardware. He shut all that down. He came back with the cell phones, but he also came back with the iMac and other things like that, revitalized the company. But he isn't coming back now. There isn't a Steve Jobs to come back and save them. They're in control of Tim Apple right now. The same guy who has spent millions of dollars of his own money for his own political agenda to oppose traditional marriage in southern states. Then he spent $1 million of Apple money, that big stash of cash. You want to know how quickly he can grow through it? Well, just take a look at what he did with Southern Poverty Law Center. Handed out $1 million to the SPLC, then said, we're going to match 2-for-1 every contribution that Apple employees make to the Southern Poverty Law Center. And it was very well known that these people were fraudulent at the time. But it's his political agenda. And so now he's going to be pushing services. He wants to get into the news business. He wants to get into the entertainment business. He's not an engineer. He doesn't have any clue how to produce products. He wants to produce propaganda. He wants political power. And that's why he is getting into entertainment. Apple is betting its future on TV and on news, reports the Wall Street Journal. They say the biggest source of revenue is coming from the App Store, where subscriptions now represent 47% of sales, not including games. Of course, they didn't like our free app that we had at InfoWars, so they shut that down because we didn't have the kind of news that Tim Apple thinks that you should hear. So he's going to control what you see because that matters to him more than anything. He spent millions of dollars of his own money, millions of dollars of the company's money to push political agendas. And I just don't know how they're going to compete against Netflix. It isn't like they're coming in with anything that's new. They're coming into an established marketplace here late. And again, he is no Steve Jobs. Now, an update on the story that we had yesterday about the prayer that took place in the legislature in Pennsylvania, state legislature in Pennsylvania. They had a Republican legislator, Stephanie Borowitz, who led a Christian prayer. And she mentioned Jesus' name 13 times. Now, how offensive is that? Oh, it is very offensive to the Democrats and very offensive to the first Muslim hijaber who was sworn in that same day. She said things like this, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the great I am, the one who is coming back again, the one who came, died, and rose again on the third day. Guess what? That's not flaunting your religion. That's what they accused her of doing. They said, you flaunted your religion. How dare you say things like that with a Muslim present? That is not flaunting her religion. That is the free exercise of her religion. That's how Christians pray. We say those kinds of things. We pray to Jesus. That's who we're talking about. That's who we're talking to. But you have the Democrat House Minority Whip, Jordan Harris of Philadelphia, accused her of weaponizing her religion to intimidate, to demean, to degrade this Muslim who was present. He said, let me be clear. I'm a Christian, but in no way does that mean that I would flaunt my religion at those who worship differently than I do. It's incredibly disappointing that today's opening prayer was so divisive. Well, let me ask you this, Democrat. Is wearing your hijab in Congress, having them change the laws as Ilhan Omar did so that she could wear a head covering, is that flaunting her religion? No, no, because she's a Muslim. Islam can flaunt their religion. The secular humanist can flaunt their religion. They've been flaunting their religion for a long time. We haven't recognized it as a religion, but now we recognize what they are flaunting. And it is Islam. And it's the Democrats who are flaunting it at us. And this is what the Muslim had to say. She said, I knew I was going to receive some discrimination because of my religion, because I'm a hijabi woman. Well, you know, that's your free exercise, your religion. Borowitz is a Christian woman. She's a Jesus woman. You know, you wear the hijab. We are people of the book. And we say and express ourselves verbally. That's what we do. Deal with it. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
The globalists know that if they suppress the good halogen and pump the environment full of the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, you name it, that it lowers IQ. It literally dumbs the population down. And on our quest to bring our listeners and viewers the best iodine in the world, we've gone through two permutations. First, seaweed-based iodine that was pretty good but hard to source, and the globalists tried to block us getting a supply of it. So we discovered deep earth crystals of pure nascent iodine and brought you X2 that's been incredible. Now, due to the establishment trying to block that, we did more research and secured more of the deep earth crystals of nascent iodine. But chemists, scientists, and others showed us the research that by combining it with three other compounds, two forms of iodine and vitamin C, it supercharges it and makes it even more bioavailable. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to research it, you want to see it. It's an incredible discovery. X3, now available at InfoWarsLife.com.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
Stress is a natural part of life.
Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about the reactions to this, and I played the prayer yesterday that was prayed by this Christian woman in the Pennsylvania State House. Very explicitly Christian prayer, and it was very offensive to the Democrats, especially to the new Muslim hijab-wearing woman. She says, because I'm a hijabi woman, I expected to receive discrimination. And the minority whip of the Democrat House I'm a Christian, but I would never flaunt my religion that way. It was so divisive. Well, she flaunts her wearing of her hijab. She went on to say, it's highly offensive to me and to my guests that she would pray in the name of Jesus. How dare her do that? Well, you know, I'm offended by drag queen story hours. I'm offended by these people who dress up and try to sexualize our kids in kindergarten. I'm offended by that. How about that? You don't really care what offends me, do you? And you don't really care about, it's this double standard again that we see everywhere. Only Republicans can commit crimes. Only Republicans can be racist. Here we got a film director who openly said, he did the report on the Drudge Report, that I would never have a white person as a lead in my movies. I've only used them as villains. But he's not racist. He says President Trump is racist. He's not racist. He can't be racist because he's black, right? Muslims cannot be intolerant because they're Muslims, except when they are intolerant. You know, these people who say that they are highly offended by this. Yeah, there's a lot of things that Muslims are offended by. You know, I'm offended by the sexualizing of children. I don't really care what people do as consenting adults. Not my business. You know, God has instructions for how Christians are to live their lives. He wants the best for us, and he has rules about that. But I'm not going to use law enforcement to go tell people how they live their lives. I don't want to lock them up or stone them to death for committing adultery, which is what they're doing under Sharia law beginning next week in Brunei. Gay sex and adultery will now be punishable by stoning to death. Thieves will have their hands amputated under vicious new Sharia laws brought in by Brunei. They already had jail terms, up to 10 years in jail, if you're caught as a homosexual. Under the new laws, they will execute you. You'll be whipped to death or stoned to death. How's that? You find that offensive? Are you scared about Islam yet? You should be, especially as the Democrats ally themselves with these people. I have to ask the LGBT people, when are the Democrats going to throw you under the Islamic bus like they just have the Jews? They were always allied with the Jews, and they just threw them under the bus for Muslims. And they're going to do the same thing for the LGBT people as well. And maybe it won't be a bus. Maybe they'll throw you under stones. But they're going to turn on you just like they did the Jews. They don't have any permanent allies. They only have permanent interests, and their permanent interest is permanent power. and they'll betray anybody. They have no principles. They don't stand for tolerance. They don't stand for liberty on anything except killing children. That's the Democrat Party for you. And I have to say that I'm not going to be put into a closet as a Christian. I will not go quietly. You will not shut me up. I will exercise my freedom of speech. I will exercise my freedom of religion till the day I die. I will not go quietly, folks. And I hope you don't either. We're not going to let them take over our Constitution, our culture, our law. It's based on tolerance. And these people, in the name of intolerance, are shutting down everything. As Jihad Watch director Robert Spencer said, it may have been an inappropriate in this setting in which everyone present, not everyone present was a Christian, but it was not Islamophobic. Well, here's the deal. I disagree with him on that. I think it is always appropriate to freely exercise your religion. It should be no more offensive to them than somebody wearing a hijab is. The issue is, and this is what Judge Jeanine was talking about, with a hijab, the question is, if you are embracing Sharia law, are you capable of embracing the Constitution and the tolerance that we have built into our law and our Constitution? Or do you want to stone to death anybody that you disagree with, that you catch in a crime? Do you want to stone the LGBT people? Do you want to stone the Christians? Stone the infidel? No, free exercise means that you don't have to agree, but free exercise means that I don't have to keep silent anywhere, anywhere. Even if I was a government official or elected, I do not have to keep silent. I will not keep silent. Robert Spencer went on to say, we've seen many imams saying prayers in various legislative bodies that are not non-sectarian. In other words, they are sectarian, but they are manifestly Islamic. And they even condemn Jews and Christians, while the non-Muslim lawmakers stand obliviously with their heads bowed. And there was nothing in her prayer that attacked Islam. She supported Israel and Jews and Christians and prayed to Jesus, and that's what they found offensive. Because, as he said, any manifestation of a faith other than Islam is offensive to Muslims. They've made no bones about that. We know that. Look at Asia Bibi. 10 years on death row because she was accused of blasphemy in Pakistan. She took a drink of water from the well that she and some Muslim women were drinking from, and they said, you can't drink from that, you filthy Christian. She said, I'm a Christian, and I'm not going to convert to Islam. They had her arrested for blasphemy. She spent 10 years on death row. She just got out. They had riots across Pakistan, riots burning things in the streets. She had to flee for her life. And she can't get asylum in the UK. And President Trump hasn't given her asylum either. I don't understand why. We do have some influence in Pakistan. He could get her out of there. And it is a very dangerous situation. One lawmaker in Pakistan who said, you know, we really shouldn't be putting people to death for blasphemy when the blasphemy is just drinking water out of a well. You know, the Supreme Court there eventually got her off of death row. But this guy who suggested, as a legislator, suggested that they should change that law, was murdered by his bodyguard. That's the tolerance of Islam. A representative of a Christian nonprofit said, would these same dissenters also object to the use of Grace United Methodist Church down the street from the Capitol being used as temporary quarters of the state legislature, as it was when the Capitol building burned down in February of 1897? A Muslim lawmaker read from the Quran. Is that tolerant? That's a document that calls for the killing of all infidels. And they are killing not only infidels, but people whose sex practices they don't agree with. Gay sex, adulterers, you get killed. And so now we have introduced by the tolerant Democrats. And it's been introduced in both the House and the Senate by the Democrats. Nancy Pelosi wasted no time showing how much they love the LGBT groups when their Islamic allies are stoning them, throwing them off of buildings. They've got a new equality law, which will basically be used to compel behavior. It's not about equality, and it is certainly not about tolerance or liberty. Stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Eric Peters about the attacks on our other freedoms, your freedom to move about freely. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
through the end of March, we are running the biggest special of this year so far. It matches any other special we've ever done. So this is the best deal we've ever offered. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide. 50% off all the supplements. A bunch of other great deals as well. Double Patriot points. Instead of 5% on each order towards your next order, you get 10%. Right there in your profile. Sign up for auto ship. Cancel anytime for free. Get an additional 10% off on your next order. That's 20% off. You add that to 50% off and store-wide free shipping. Most of these products are loss leaders. So I want to thank you all for supporting the InfoWar. I want to encourage you today to get great products at 360 Win at InfoWarStore.com. Voting with our feet, voting with our dollars, voting with our mouths, voting with our speech, voting with our action. Free shipping store-wide. That's free shipping store-wide. Free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein-packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com. Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality
from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Making sense common again. This is The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We've got a lot of work to do to make sense common again because we've got a nonsense proposal that is coming out of the European Union. I just had to get Eric Peters on to talk about this. It hit over the weekend as they were putting through Article 13 to declare corporate ownership over free speech formally through copyright laws to give them another wedge to censor free speech. At the same time, it didn't get much notice. It took a couple of days for people to start noticing it. I talked about it a day or two ago. But they've also, in the EU, they have enacted laws that will restrict your movement, slow you down automatically. Now, they have speed limits, of course, on the road, but they're going to actually put the speed limit into boxes called intelligent speed assistance limiters. And what these boxes are going to do is they were going to be hard limits. And as part of a compromise, they said, well, all right, we will put some kind of a feedback in where it stops and it puts warning lights and all this other kind of stuff. But if you keep pressing, you press even harder, you will be able to go a little bit faster, but it will also have onboard data recorders. And believe me, those data recorders will snitch on you. That's one of the things when I saw this, I thought, well, you know, that's not really the way that I thought they were going to go. I kind of thought that they were going to go with data recorders that would automatically issue you a ticket. You know, because they've got the vehicle-to-vehicle communications. Oh, that's so that everything's going to be safer, of course. And the vehicle-to-infrastructure communications, where the car is talking about you all the time. A couple of years ago here in South by Southwest, they had somebody from the Department of Transportation, Federal Department of Transportation, come in. And their topic was talking cars. And guess what the cars are going to be talking about? They're going to be talking about you like East German Stasi snitches. They're going to be broadcasting your name, identification, driver's license number, insurance number, and they'll be sending that information to the infrastructure so that they can then write you up, fine you, limit you overall, take away your driver's license, perhaps eventually, you know, eventually with enough of these things. I figured that was going to be the way that they roll, but and I think that is going to be the way that they roll. I think some of these people who are a little bit more, let's say, aggressive and eager to get this going, were going to go full on and just hard limit you. You know, we used to call those devices that you put on a motor that would limit how fast it went, we used to call those governors. And that was before the governors decided that they would tell us how fast and enforce that everywhere that we go. Do we have Eric on the line or did we lose him? We got Eric back. Okay. We lost him there for a moment. All right. Joining us now is Eric Peters, and you can find his articles at epautos.com. And he just put up an article today talking about this. The title is "The Tsunami Approaches." As he says, the European Union has just decreed a new fatwa that will begin in the 2022 model year. But guess what? All the software and hardware to do this is probably already installed on your car. So joining us now is Eric Peters. Thanks for joining us, Eric.
Oh, you bet, David. And I hate to be the one to say I told you so, but I told you so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's getting worse all the time, isn't it?
Yeah. And as we've talked about before, this technology has been incrementally put into vehicles now for several years. Majority of new cars now have lane keep assist, automated emergency braking. In other words, all of the building blocks of this system are almost already integrated into new cars. So literally, it will only take the flipping of the proverbial switch to enact the same thing here that is going to be enacted in Europe.
Yeah, and as you talk about it being in the cars gradually, we have seen all these different systems, whether it is the steering wheel, the steering mechanism, or whether it's the throttle mechanism, being drive by wire, so that it runs. You know, your input, your analog input, is not a mechanical cable or a gearing system that is connected to some component of the car. It all filters through the computer, so the computer can override everything that you do, whether it's the steering or the braking or the acceleration.
That's right. And by the way, you mentioned earlier hard limits. Well, Volvo, which announced this about a month ago, has in fact put a hard limit on the top speed of all of its vehicles that will go into effect, I think, around the same time, 2022. I can't remember exactly, but in the very near future. Yeah. And the other thing that's not been much discussed about this technology, if they can limit your speed, they can also limit how quickly you accelerate. They can control virtually every parameter of the car using this technology.
And they can control where you go and how often you go and so forth. And I always believed, as I was saying in the lead up to this as we're getting you on the line, that I always believed that they were going to monitor and report and fine and drive the drivers out of the car that way. Mm-hmm. And they have put in a recording, a data recorder that's going to log your speed and log the fact that you exceeded that speed so that they can report it. And I think that that will be done instantaneously once they get to the point where they start putting all the vehicle to infrastructure software and hardware in the vehicles?
Well, it will, and the other side effect of this is that it will homogenize vehicles, which I think is part of the broader agenda. In other words, it will make no difference if you have a Porsche 911 or an 86 Yugo, as I wrote in my article, because they'll all accelerate about the same, and none can go any faster than the other. So why bother with it? Essentially, you know, they've become a transportation appliance, and in that case, why not just get on the bus, which is what they ultimately want?
Yeah, and along those lines, going back a couple of years ago, we had the talk about how the European Union was going to start to put speed limits even on the Autobahn. In the beginning of this year, back in January, they started moving on this in Germany, how they were going to take away from the Autobahn, which is always the Germans, you know, producing the Porsches and so forth. They were always proud of the fact that you could go any speed that you wanted to. And so they were saying, well, if it's proven on the Autobahn, that's a big selling point for our cars. Mm-hmm. But they're going to take that freedom away from the Germans. I'm wondering if the Germans are going to start importing yellow vests.
I hope that they do. And frankly, I hope that we Americans import some yellow vests. The time has come. And if we don't seize the moment and do something, that moment is going to pass, and it's going to be too late. I don't want to sound overly alarmist, but I do think it's very serious.
Well, no, it is very serious. You know, they had the Autobahn, and now they're going to ban autos. And the people, the German auto industry representatives said, our Autobahn, this is just a couple of months ago, before this hit, our Autobahns are a symbol of freedom. Tested on a German Autobahn is a quality seal. And there are already enough speed limits. I agree with that proposal. But the bottom line is that this is really about them controlling our movements. It's not really, as we talk about gun control issues, gun control is not about controlling guns. It's not about controlling criminals. It's about controlling people. And they regard all of us as a threat to them. Our freedom is a threat to them. And when they tell us that they're going to keep us safe, they're going to keep us secure, what that means is that they're going to lock us up and restrict what we can do, anything that we do that they feel would be a threat to them, including earning a living.
Sure. And as an aside, here's an interesting peripheral point about all of this. If a vehicle's performance becomes functionally irrelevant, think what that will do to Tesla, which has largely touted the desirability of its cars based on how quickly they accelerate. Well, that's out the window now. One of the few reasons.
Yeah, ludicrous mode will have a completely different meaning.
Exactly.
It'll be that you accelerate so slowly that it's ludicrous at that point. Yeah.
it's pretty awful. And how about if you have to deal with an emergency situation? Let's say you're at a red light, for example, and there's a psychotic squeegee man coming at you. You want to get out of there quickly, or, you know, gangs mm-hmm. or carjackings. And now the car won't let you get out of get out of danger quickly.
Well, in the UK, the head of the AA there, the Automobile Association, is saying that they don't like this, saying that it could create problems if you get into a situation where somebody is coming at you, or you've got to pass something, there's a road hazard, you need to be able to, acceleration can sometimes be a safety issue.
Of course.
The other thing he is saying is that if you limit people's speed, they are going to go right up to the speed limit even when conditions don't warrant it. When you, a lot of rain or maybe it's icy road conditions, they're going to drive too fast for conditions. Speed limits, as I'm sure you agree with me, Eric, are something of a general guideline. It's not something that I've ever taken as an absolute.
Absolutely.
We will have to Eric and I will have to add another black box to our cars to get around this. And believe me, there will be a burgeoning market to get around these computer controls. I'll be a customer for that.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done Because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free Press needs your help, Frank.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the lights.
Welcome back. Yeah, we all may be riding horses out in the desert if they keep messing with our transportation. They would like for us to not have any public transportation, and we can already see how this is working in China. You got 13 million people who are put on a secret list. They called them the Laoli, and these poor people have been banned from any air travel or fast trains. They've got to go on slow, and I've been on one of these trains. I can get Travis on to tell you. We talk about how awful these trains are. Been on some of the non-fast trains in China. They literally are an asshole. It was horrible. But this is what the government wants for your future. If you let them, they're going to lock you up in the cities. They're going to make you rent everything. Your house, each ride will be rented from a corporation that is connected to the government. This kind of fascism is really what it is. This kind of fascism is what they have in store for us. And you know, Eric, one of the things that I think all the people who think, well, that's good. I don't like people who go too fast. This is talked about by multiple organizations. Just going with some of the statistics from the National Motors Association. They're talking about the no speed limit paradox, in Montana. When they had no daytime speed limits, it was the safest period ever on Montana highways. Once they put speed limits back in, they had a 111% increase in fatalities. That's more than double after they put speed limits in. And there's a good reason for that, because people were actually paying attention to their driving.
That's right. Speed limits are arbitrary at best.
Yeah.
And when they're imposed, they, like any other such thing, encourage inattentiveness. You just sort of zone out. You put cruise control on. You don't pay any attention any longer to the variance in conditions and what's going on around you. You fiddle with the radio. You talk to your spouse, things of that nature. And that makes you a less safe driver, less able to react quickly to a changing situation.
That's right. The real risk factors, many people have pointed out, is a difference in speed between drivers. And it's also the biggest risk factor is not speed, but it is lack of attention. And everything that these car manufacturers are doing is to pacify us, to distract us, to turn us into Eloy. And it makes the situation much more dangerous. All these different systems, they don't have a system that even comes close to being able to do fully automatic driving. And so what they do is they do part of it, and then when they get into a problem, they throw back control to you right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a sea change that occurred, and it actually occurred a long time ago, in the 80s, in my opinion, when the emphasis shifted away from expecting drivers to be competent and skilled and to be responsible for controlling their car to idiot-proofing cars on the assumption that all drivers are idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And so now, as a result of that, we probably have the least skilled driver pool that's ever existed in the automobile age. You know, people who expect the car to handle everything for them. ABS, for example, has taught people to not worry about losing control of the car, so they ride up on the tailgate. They tailgate, and they ride right up on the bumper of the car ahead of them. They don't adjust their speed slower for conditions because they think that stability control is going to get them out of trouble, and so on.
Yeah. And those things really have – that is the other paradox about all these safety devices, is that they don't have any effect – on accident rates. In many cases, it actually goes up. But again, going back to this no speed limit paradox, as they point out, we were told this here in Texas as they put in some toll roads where you could go 80, 85, I don't know what it is, because I don't use toll roads. I object to them on principle. I refuse to use those. But we do have a lot of roads where the speed limit is 80, 85 that are not toll roads. But everybody was freaking out about that. They said, oh, everybody's going to die. Well, they haven't. It hasn't been a big deal. And we can see this in Montana. Our personal experience, I went out west with my wife, she was actually driving. We were taking taking breaks because it's such a long road trip for us. And so I got out and let her drive for a while there in Montana. And I said, don't worry about it. You know, there's no speed limits here. We had a cop. We went past the cop about 10 miles an hour faster than he was going. We're probably, she was somewhere in three digits, 100, 110 miles an hour, something like that. He pulled us over. She said, you told me there's no speed limits. There weren't any speed limits. You just pulled us over to tell us that there was some road construction up ahead to be careful. I mean, it was a real adult way to handle everything.
Well, that's right.
Yeah.
If velocity as such were tracked inherently with danger, then traveling by air would be the least safe possible way to travel. You know, it's not
true.
Speed that's the problem, even though a lot of people have been conditioned to believe that it is.
Yeah. It's all about the control, isn't it? Let's talk about one of our favorite subjects here, Elon Musk. He's got some real problems that are hitting him right now, not just production problems. And there's a lot of reports that have come out about people having a bait and switch. They sign up. He's now supposedly offering the $30,000 to $35,000 models of the Tesla Model 3, but in reality, people are saying they're not getting any communication. There's been a lot of reports that they would come back and try to upsell them to the $60,000 version, which is all they've really sold up to. You know, prior to this, they didn't say they had any $30,000 models available. So people are objecting that, saying we're being upsold. But they're also having a lot of other issues with the SEC. People pointing out, you got car washes saying, we're not going to be responsible for your Tesla. If you bring it in here, it's got all kinds of problems. We got a video of a guy showing massive amounts of dirt that are collecting in the undercarriage of the car. He said, I've taken up to 35 pounds of dirt out of these things.
Yep.
There are dirt bags.
Yep. The body integrity, the build quality of the cars is extraordinarily subpar. And for any other car manufacturer, it would be the Don Corleone kiss of death. Consumer Reports would be all over them. They'd be put out of business quickly. But as always, Tesla gets a pass. Another example of the pass that they get, you know, the really small, tiny fine print that you have to get out the magnifying glass to read. when it comes to that $35,000 car, well, you can only have it in black. That's the only color that's available. It's a very, very basic car. For that price, you're getting a car that on the interior, it's got this cheap-looking iPad touchscreen, and that's it. It's as bleak-looking as a $13,000 Nissan Versa.
And it goes back to what we've been talking about in terms of distracted driving. Because in order to even adjust the direction of the airflow vent, you've got to go to that touchscreen pad that's in the center of the car,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to pinch and zoom and scroll and everything to even adjust the direction of flow of the air vents.
That's true.
There's not any mechanical air vents that you can actually touch.
It's purposeful. What they're doing is creating a problem, distraction in the car, and the solution is to automate the car so that the driver can be freed up to play with the radio, send emails, watch YouTube, whatever.
Yeah, it's a total control thing, and that's one of the reasons why he's been so handsomely rewarded up to this point, because he's pushed two things that they really want. They want to get rid of internal combustion engines. You've got these yellow vests. They've got up to 7,000 yellow vests are still, they're in the 23rd week, and the price of a gallon of gas in France is averaging $8.60 per gallon. These people realize that it is destroying their standard of living by design. And that's why they're pushing back on this. But they continue to go further and further in controlling and subscribing everybody's movement. And that it's going to get a pushback, I think, across Europe. But it's going to be coming to the United States as well. They're already talking about this. They want people in these electric vehicles because it's easier for them to control. And they want people in these automated cars. And Musk has been given a pass up to this point. Last time you were on, you said you think that maybe they're about finished with him is why they're starting to reel him in.
Yeah, I think so. I think Tesla and Musk were a stalking horse operation, that they were designed to mainstream the idea of electric cars, and even more so, to sex up the idea of the electric car. I don't think it's accidental that Tesla's always touted how quick they are and you know, how cutting-edge their tech is, not efficiency, not economy, because, of course, they couldn't do that with an electric car. So what they did was to get people frothing and drooling and thinking, oh, look at this cool, super fast, ludicrous speed, 2.9 seconds to 60 car. It's so much better than our gas-powered car. And they've been successful. You know, they've mainstreamed the idea of the electric car, and they've browbeaten the entire car industry into producing these electric cars. So now that that commitment has been made, they really don't need Elon anymore, so he's become disposable.
And, of course, the other side of this, they've given the carrot to Elon. They have given the stick to Volkswagen, saying there's an emissions cheating test. But you, I'm sure, saw the news that's come out. A lot of Ford SUV owners are saying we're getting carbon monoxide, not carbon dioxide, which is what plants need, but carbon monoxide, which is poison. They say it's getting into the cabin of the Ford SUVs. Where was the Department of Transportation and the EPA with all of that?
Well, it's nowhere. Again, it's this interesting selective, and it's always selective in one way. Application of safety standards. Another example is the kind of blasé, indifferent attitude toward these lethal Takata airbags, which are still in circulation, which are in literally hundreds of thousands of cars that are on the road. The government has not issued a mandatory recall, not taken those cars off the road, not even given a temporary permission slip to the poor people who own those cars to have them temporarily disabled until they can be repaired.
That's right. It's an absolute fraud. And we know that these draconian measures that they've taken against Volkswagen, and now they're talking about doing it to other manufacturers about so-called emission cheating issues, are really just a prelude to hammering them into stopping production of all internal combustion engines, which is really where the Green New Deal wants to go. Thank you so much for joining us, Eric Peters. Don't miss his articles at epautos.com. We'll be right back.
If you're not expanding, you're imploding. There is no set stasis. There is no managed system. There is no uncontinuum. The continuum is always launching forward into the future. So you support us and get creative and get fired up. We won't just be here 100 years. We'll be here forever. We'll turn the whole thing around. Our grandchildren on Mars bases and jump bases and God knows what are going to look back and say, you know, we struggled here. We made it. And that's really where this goes. But God's got a big war for you ready. And so if you can't face George Soros and Hillary Clinton and Adolf Hitler and Mao Zedong, are you going to really be able to face the other stuff? Because God wants warriors that are smart and are ready to build things and are also ready to fight. You don't go to the next level without getting a big weight put on your back. And, I mean, I don't know what's going to happen to me in the future. I mean, all I know is I want to go with the master build. I want to go to the next level. I want to be with the spirit that I've experienced, not these devil worshipers. They're cold and failed and feels like being in a tomb. I want life. I want Jesus. It's simple. If you want to beat the globalists, if you want to take on the New World Order, I'm not doing Bitcoin pump and dumps with Jack Dorsey. I'm not sitting here selling you cancer cures. I'm not sitting here, you know, selling you late-term abortion and all great it is. I just go out and say, what is the top heart pill? What is the top? Turmeric's a bestseller because it's anti-inflammatory. And what's the best lab in the country? Okay, they're the highest rated. I'm like, you're only 50% curcuminoid? Well, yeah, they only put $5 product in the bottle, but that's still incredible, sir. And I'm like, what's the highest you could do? Month later, 90-95%. No one's ever done. I said, how much does that cost per bottle? That costs $10. No one's ever done that. Sir, the average competitor is 3-5%. You're the top brand's 50%. I'm like, we're going to have 95% curcuminoid. I mean, you understand, like, that's like our information is explosive. Our fish oil. I go out and I get the cleanest, the best. My children take it. You think I'm going to give you fish oil that isn't the very damn best on my soul? You think I'm going to screw somebody over like one of these devil worshipers? Never. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Analyzing the globalists' next move. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just talking to Eric Peters. And I said 7,000 yellow vests. I misspoke. France is activating 7,000 troops to quell the yellow vest terrorists that they're calling them now. There's a lot more than 7,000 yellow vest people out there. And it is a leaderless movement. They are pushing back against their standard of living being destroyed by design, by Emmanuel Macron and the people who are pushing this Paris Climate Accord. But we have Democrats who are doing the same thing here in the United States. The day after Mitch McConnell put up Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's Green New Deal to a vote, and not a single Democrat in the Senate voted for it. Three, however, did vote against it, but nobody voted for it. They voted present. Six Democrats in the Senate who are running for president voted present. And so Nancy Pelosi in the House has introduced her version of it. It's a watered down version of it. And of course, what she wants to do is to run away from the conclusion of it. So that's the thing about AOC. She is a true believer and she's telling you where this is going. Now, it's not just AOC. She's not the first one to say this and she's not making this stuff up. It's all in the plan from the United Nations. She said, we've only got 12 years. She had read the UN Agenda for Sustainability, the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability. At the time she put it out, 2018. We got 12 years before this goes into effect. And here's what your life is going to look like. They're going to shut down plane flights for you. They're going to shut down your car, private ownership of cars. All internal combustion engines will be gone. You won't be able to eat meat and on and on and on. And that's the UN agenda. They don't figure you're going to read the UN agenda. The problem was people were paying attention to AOC. And so when Nancy Pelosi introduced their stripped down climate fatwa, I guess to use the term that Eric has, I love that, the fatwa from Uncle, Uncle Sam. And he's got a fatwa on everything that you want to do that they don't want you to do. They want to control everything that you do. And I've seen this, as I said before, a very long time, going back to before the Soviet Union fell. And somebody from the city council, Raleigh, went to Moscow and rode around on the subway and said, this is great. We need to do this in Raleigh. It's like, are you kidding me? You know, oh, yeah, you can go anywhere. And it only costs you like 20 cents. It's like it costs you all of your freedom. And that's what this is about. It's about taking all of your freedom. So they had this meeting. And guess who was not there? They chose not to have Alexandria in Wonderland Yes, occasional cortex was not invited by Nancy Pelosi. How's that? Nancy is marking her territory, isn't she? She and Steny Hoyer have been working real hard to try to get her under control because they don't want her telling you where this is leading. Let me tell you where it is leading. You know, we look at what's going on in China. Why are 13 million people in China banned from flights, banned from fast trains? They give an example. They say this one guy spent 30 hours on a sleeper that's known locally in China as the Green Skin Train. The same journey would have taken just 3 hours by air or would have taken 12 hours by high-speed train, but this guy had been labeled as a deadbeat. They also do it if they don't like your politics. If they don't like what you do on social media, you can get on that list as well. Mainly, that's how they're going to be using it. That's how they're going to be using it here in the United States as well. So instead of 3 hours by air, 12 hours by high-speed train, he spent 30 hours on a hard sleeper. And when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what that was like. I've had that experience. It was awful. But he was he's one of 13 million people officially designated as a discredited individual. A laoli. And for these people, their daily life is a series of inflicted indignities. And that's what we're going to be living under if we don't stop this Green New Deal, this socialism, this plan for packing us into the cities and locking us up. We'll be right back.
The globalists, the eugenicists, are always talking down to us. They're always trying to make us feel small, to feel insignificant. They try to censor because they fear you and don't want you to have the right to access information so you can make your own decisions. They want you to believe you're powerless. But the truth is, it is we the people and our ideas and our actions and what we say and what we do that changes the world. We are the power structure. We are the inventors. We are the trailblazers. And the globalists understand that. And they understand that they are basically trying to control and steal the future from we the people. Now, to help fund our operation that is undoubtedly the very tip of the spear against these globalists, I want to encourage listeners and viewers to understand that throughout the second half of the month of March, we're going to have store-wide free shipping and 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, something everybody should take advantage of.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking about what the future will look like if the globalists, if the elitists are able to use their technological advantage to us, their monopoly on technology, their declared ownership over the internet, their declared ownership over all things that they assert copyright over. If they're able to get through with that, if they're able to put forward the UN 2030 agenda for sustainability, to pack us into smart cities, to limit our movements, it's going to look like what we see in China right now. 13 million people designated as discredited individuals, or laoli. This is a list that is maintained by China's Supreme Court. Presumably, they do know that they're on the list. They may or may not know why they're on there. Because some of these people are on there because of their politics, or because of their religion. Not just because they're in debt. That can also get you on the list. This is the person that they're focusing on in this article on scmp.com. They're focusing on the fact that he's there because he had a business that failed and he went bankrupt, had some unpaid debts as part of that bankruptcy. This individual, whose name is Kong, he's not King Kong. He is now, lower level Kong. Is banned from spending on any luxuries, and that includes things like air travel and fast trains. For this class of people, daily life is a series of inflicted indignities, some of them big, some of them small, from not being able to rent a place to stay in their own name. You can't even rent a place to stay in your name. To being shunned by relatives and by business associates. Do you remember that episode on Black Mirror? It had Ron Howard's daughter, who was in the reboot of Jurassic Park. And do you remember what that was called, Travis? Basically, you would go around and you would give people credits, and you could see each person around you. You could see, as you looked at them with your phone, you could see what their credits were. And you would make alliances.
CJ says the name of the episode is Nosedive.
Nosedive, yeah, Nosedive. That was really good. If you haven't seen that episode of Black Mirror, you should see that, because that is really what they're pushing on us. The social credit scores in our so-called social media, Facebook and others, they've already got the system at Facebook. They just haven't applied it yet. But it's being applied in China. So, you know, you want to, you're going to be shunned by certain relatives who don't want, there it is right there. You see, she's looking at her credits, and her credits, how she was rated in this social credit system, would influence what kind of work she could have, where she could live. And so she wanted to get into this nice luxury apartment, but she had to get her credit rating up, and then a whole series of mishaps happened to her and so forth. It's very interesting. Business associates and so forth. In some places, the telecommunications companies will even apply a special ringtone to the phone numbers of the Laoli, so the people around them, you know, when their phone rings, they hear that you are a banned person. What a wonderful system that is. And that's what they want to bring to the United States. That's what they want to enact globally. It's already been done in China. And one of the things that they were talking about in this, Travis, and you had this experience along with me. We were on a hard sleeper. We traveled internally in China when we went to adopt my daughter. They have some very nice trains that run between Guangzhou and Hong Kong. Very nice train. As nice as any train as I've ever been on anywhere. But internally in the country, the sleeper train was not so nice. Do you remember that, Travis?
I remember being horrified, yes, vividly.
It was pretty awful. I mean, besides really horrible accommodations, do you remember the urine all over the floor of the bathroom?
Oh, yes.
Sloshing around. I mean, literally gallons of it.
Inch at least of liquid, we hope was water, on the floor of the bathroom.
I'm not so sure from the way that it smelled. It was unbelievable. And do you remember the train station that we went to?
Yeah, vividly. They were announcing over the PA system about how many murders take place a day there.
Yeah, yeah.
A day.
It was so bad that the people who were assisting us with the adoption, that they were very upset that we didn't fly. And it's like, you know what? I really don't trust the Chinese to maintain these little puddle jumpers. So I said, I want to be on a train. And no, you don't want to be on a train. We went back and forth. Finally, they agreed to put us on a train. And then two people from the organization bought tickets so they could escort us through the area. That it was just a sea of people. You can't imagine anything like this unless you've been in New York on a holiday, you know, like New Year's Eve or St. Patrick's Day or something like, where it's just a sea of people, wall to wall. The area around the train station, and as Travis was just saying, they had a blue and white building there. And you could tell it was a police. It's kind of funny how you can, even in a different language, you can tell when it's a police station. They've all got these same colors everywhere. But they had this PA system going, and I asked our guides who spoke English, I said, what is that about? And they said, well, it's just a broadcast. The police are afraid to come here because it's so violent. And they're just announcing how many people were killed here last week and to be careful. And that's why they had bought the tickets, was to escort us onto the train. And then once we were safely on the train, they got off and let us go. Remember that?
Yeah. I'm not sure I'd say safely on the train, but we were on the train.
We were on the train.
Nothing bad happened. But...
And then we were on our own, yeah. And it was... So this guy has to spend 30 hours on a train like that because he has been declared a discredited individual. For politics or for money. Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. You do not want to have the Chinese system here. One of the things that we saw when we were going through the country, people, and again, their standard of living was rising exponentially. But it was still very low compared to what we have here. In the cities, and we went to a very small, by their standards, Nanning, but it had more people than New York City. I'd never even heard of it before. It wasn't one of the big cities. It had well over 6 million people in this city. Big traffic jams, but not that many people with cars. And as we got out in the countryside, people were living in what are essentially storage sheds. I mean, they were, you know, it was a roof and three walls, and then one side was just a garage door. And there were no windows. And for ventilation, the people just leave the garage door up. So as you're driving by, you see people sitting in their tiny home with all their furniture. And that, folks, is what they want for you in the smart cities, the UN cities. And that's what we don't want to have. And they're going to pack you into that because you're not going to be able to drive. They're going to do the same thing to you that they're doing to the people in France. And that's why these people are pushing back. One of the yellow vests said, a torrent of hope cannot be stopped by police blocks. So they're ramping this up. Emmanuel Macron is going to add now 7,000 troops because they're now in their 23rd week. And these are people who say, we cannot afford to live in the cities, and now you're making it impossible for us to be able to commute into the suburbs. See, that was the big thing that was an empowering thing. It was a freeing thing that we could have suburban homes and live outside of the cities instead of everybody being packed into this area and not being able to afford to live. They don't like that. The urban planners who are designing our roads, designing our cities. That's one thing I agree with Elon Musk about. He's very right about that. He said our cities have grown in three dimensions, but our road systems don't. And that's why we can't move anymore in many of the cities. And it's going to get worse and worse. So he's looking at his boring project where he goes underground. He says, we're going to have to grow the road system three-dimensionally. We could do that with elevated roads. We've got some elevated roads here. One road in Austin that they didn't have any room, of course, to expand it to the side, so they put some additional lanes above it. But they're not doing that for the most part because the people who are designing our roads are people who are communists. They don't like anybody but them in control. The CEO of Lyft is a former urban planner, and he absolutely hates cars. He thinks they're the worst thing that ever happened, but they are a freeing thing. He thinks that cities are the best thing that ever happened. But people who like freedom, who like liberty, people like Thomas Jefferson said in his time, when the cities were nothing, cities were smaller than our suburban areas now. But he said cities were a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of man. You go to the cities and you get trapped in there. So as we look at this and we understand what is behind this, we've had time and again where the climate change people are admitting that being green is going to require the end of capitalism. They're out there openly talking about how they want to control things, how they're openly talking about how they are socialists. And this is an article from The Guardian. I want to cover this when we get back. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
There are thousands of ideologies out there, hundreds of different political systems, and most of them are funded by the globalists. InfoWars is truly the tip of the spear of the zeitgeist. That's why the globalists are obsessed with it, trying to shut it down. I didn't invent all this. I went and researched the Renaissance, Americana, and what really works for humanity, and I'm simply trying to bring it back. And lo and behold, it's super popular like it's always been. That's why the globalists are trying to shut it down so desperately, because we have the light in the dark of the night that sends chills up my spine. So whatever you do, continue to support yourself and InfoWars by buying the great products at InfoWarsStore.com, by spreading the articles, by spreading the videos, and by praying for this operation and for praying for this nation and the world for peace and discernment. For myself and the whole InfoWars family, I want to thank all of you for what you've done, because without you, InfoWars is nothing. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you.
InfoWarsStore.com is how you support us, and it's not like we're selling stuff you don't need, you don't want. The air in the average American home is filled with toxins that put it on par with a major city. There's some of the most polluted areas on earth are major cities. How can I solve that problem? So we have air filters at InfoWarsStore.com, the Alexa Pure Breeze, which is right now $50 off. The Alexa Pure Breeze groundbreaking ion cluster air filter technology. And we've got a limited quantity of these left right now. We're basically selling these at cost because there was a big overhaul. Go ahead and read the hundreds of five-star reviews for yourself. I've got two in my home. You will notice the difference, ladies and gentlemen, with the Alexa Pure Breeze in your house. Don't live in a polluted major city in your home. Have clean air. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com. With InfoWars Select, It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top, most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back, InfoWarsStore.com, on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you've got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. As I said, we've got The Guardian now, a writer, Phil McDuff, says that ending climate change will require the end of capitalism. Do we have the stomach for it? Well, he certainly does. He hates capitalism. He hates any vestige of freedom. Because understand that what we have now is not really a free market. It's heavily regulated by the government. It's manipulated by central banks. It's distorted by massive corporations who have been given privileges by the government. It's a form of fascism. That's what we're seeing on the internet right now. But in spite of all that, there still remains enough freedom there that he hates it. Freedom that you and I have still. So we got to get rid of, the economic mobility. You know, the upward mobility. They're going to saw off the lower rungs of the ladder of success for you and I. They're going to cap what we can and cannot do. They're going to make sure that they stay entrenched. That's what this is truly about. And so, and they of course want to have control over everything in our life. He says, this is what he says in the article. He said, the radical economics isn't a hidden clause, but it is a headline feature. And he's not the first person to do this. I've talked many times to Mark Morano. He has on Climate Depot highlighted, and of course in his book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Climate Change. He's got many, many quotes from these people who say, if we didn't have climate change, we would have to invent it in order to get our socialist utopia. Well, I would say that they have invented it to get their socialist utopia. But he says, the radical economics that are part of this Green New Deal, that's not a hidden feature. It's a hidden clause. It's a headline feature. Yeah, it's not a bug. It's a feature, according to him. They want that. He said, Green New Deal style proposals marry sweeping environmental policy changes with broader socialist reforms because the level of disruption required to keep us at a temperature anywhere below absolutely catastrophic is fundamentally on a deep structural level incompatible with the status quo. The status quo that we have already that is one of fascism, an alliance with big government allied with big corporations. And we got Arnold Schwarzenegger. I played you the clip. I think it was yesterday. He was holding court with Eric Holder, the former attorney general of Barack Obama. Eric Holder and Arnold Schwarzenegger were at the National Press Club on Tuesday. And they're talking about all the things that are wrong with our democracy. You know, we've got the Electoral College, we've got gerrymandering, which, as I pointed out many times, has always been used by the Democrats when they were in control. But after they lost 1,000 seats after the Obama administration, then gerrymandering became an issue to them because they weren't able to do the gerrymandering themselves. And that's why we saw the types of things that we saw in North Carolina. They go to court. And that's what Eric Holder has said. He said, we're going to go to court. You got George Soros funding all of these district attorneys, the state attorney general's races, and so forth. That's why you have this woman in Chicago letting Jussie Smollett off. Because people like her were given lots of, you know, stacks of cash, hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars in some cases, to win as attorney generals. You know, George Soros and these guys are playing a very strategic game. They understand if they get these people in, and that was what, after they lost the election in 2016 to President Trump, Holder and Obama got together. They talked about how their strategy moving forward was going to be on getting people in as attorney generals at the state and local level, how they were going to work on lawsuits and so forth. That is their strategy. So they're talking about gerrymandering. They're talking about the Electoral College, but they're also talking about climate change because that is the beard in which they do economic restructuring. And Schwarzenegger, who goes to the meeting, as Grabian points out, he goes to the meeting in a large suburban SUV and then preaches to us about climate change, saying it's very important for you to get involved to fight to get rid of fossil fuels. Because fossil fuels, he said, will kill us, and fossil fuels will create global climate change. Now, I've studied this issue, he said, very well. It's another issue I didn't know much about when governor. But now I've listened to studies and scientists. I become 100% supportive of it. And he's going to shove it down your throat as well. This is the guy who, before they were even making, they started making Hummers because he went out and got one before they even had a consumer model. And it was because of Arnold Schwarzenegger that they started. He's never been concerned about consumption any more than Obama, who goes to Africa. And we played the clip for you many times. Says to the African audience, y'all can't have air conditioning. We'd melt down. Planet would melt if y'all had air conditioning. I can have air conditioning. I can have a private jet. I can come here and lecture you and virtue signal about saving the environment. But now Arnold Schwarzenegger says, and that's why I'm a crusader. Environmental crusader around the world to make sure we stop this madness using fossil fuels. Right. Okay. There he is. There he is in his Humvee. Yeah. And he's an hour crusader. They want to lock you down like a child. I mentioned earlier before, and I'll move on from transportation. I want to get into, Brennan and what they're doing here, but this article about what's going on in New Jersey. Now, Oregon is considering allowing grown adults the privilege of pumping their own gas. See, when you lose your freedom, when you lose being treated like a responsible individual, it's very hard to get it back. Oregon and New Jersey are a good example of this. Everybody is trolling New Jersey on social media because Roll Call magazine, which follows political officials, reported on how a congressman from New Jersey, a Democrat, of course, his name is Josh Gottheimer. He was forbidden from handling any nozzles during the day that he spent working at a service station in his district. It's part of his periodic Josh on the job. As Reason points out, it is a tactical gambit to try to make himself look like a normal person. I saw this when I was growing up in Florida. There was a guy who ran for governor of Florida. His name was Lawton Childs. And his gimmick was he was going to walk the state of Florida, you know, in between times when he was driving in an air-conditioned vehicle. And he would walk. He would take his coat off, and he would take off his tie. And then he would, for, you know, ostentatious display, he would throw his coat over his shoulder and walk around. And it's like, just get rid of it then if you're going to do that. You know, go dress like Beta O'Rourke. But in New Jersey, they've got a law that goes back to 1949 that only a gas station employee can pump gas. Now, in order to do that, you have to have a one-day training seminar. One day. It takes an entire day to learn how to fill up your gas tank. And if you don't do it, if you don't get that certificate from the manager, so the manager has to train you for a day, and he has to give you a certificate. And if that doesn't happen, you don't have your certificate, you could get fined $500. How silly is that? You know, everywhere else in the country, except for New Jersey and Oregon, everybody pumps their own gas. And we didn't have to have training for a day. Somebody says, come on, New Jersey. This is insane. They're tweeting this out. And, of course, up to a few years ago, Oregon had a flat prohibition of self-service. And actually, I was there just a couple of years ago, and we had to wait for them to pump our gas. It was a major inconvenience for people who were traveling late at night or going through parts that were very rural. So they started to carve out some little exemptions. In 2015, they said between the hours of 6 at night and 6 a.m., in certain areas, you can pump your gas. And then they loosened up a little bit more. But now, in many other areas, they are ratcheting it down, our freedoms, treating us like children to control us.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power, at 50% off. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power at 50% off, only at the InfoWars store.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the ProPure Whole House Filtration System today.
Getting your protein has never been easier with InfoWars Life Protein Bars. Available in delicious chocolate peanut butter and vanilla coconut flavors, these protein bars are the perfect answer for a snack on the go. InfoWars Life Protein Bars are nutrient-packed, portable protein bars for an easy-to-eat and great-tasting meal. Pre- or post-workout fuel alternative. At just 240 calories per bar and 15 grams of protein each, these bars will be your favorite at-hand snack for at home, in the car, at work, or on the go. For getting nutrients easily, high in fiber and nutrients with wholesome ingredients for high-level performance with great taste, such as whey protein and chocolate compounds. These protein bars can help you with the boost you need to reach your goals. Protein packed and full of fiber and healthy ingredients, InfoWars Life Protein Bars are a can't-miss snack for any InfoWarrior serious about their energy. Try both flavors today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Without the freedom to offend, there is no free speech. And now, the David Knight Show.
Now, I talked about when we had the second jury, I've talked about both of the jury verdicts about glyphosate. Of course, it is sold in the trade name of Roundup, the weed killer. Has been used extensively in society and, of course, has found its way into our food supply in a number of different ways. We have Monsanto's Roundup weed killer is now found in top beer and wine brands. Many beer and wines sold across the U.S. contain toxic glyphosate from weed killer. And, of course, it's permeated its way into our groundwater as well as many food substances. You can find it in that. We've now had a second jury not only find that Roundup had caused a man's cancer, but on Tuesday came up with a dollar figure on this second lawsuit. There had been a previous finding that Roundup glyphosate had caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma on a guy who was a high school groundskeeper. He was awarded $289 million. Now, this is a second conviction, and the jury awarded over $80 million, so $75 million to a 70-year-old California man. It was compensatory damages of $5.3 million and punitive damages of $75 million. Again, second jury verdict of this. This is a company, Monsanto, was just purchased last year by Bayer out of Germany. The German company, they bought them for $66 billion. I hope they think that they got their money's worth out of this. Because we've had two jury trials, one of them $289 million, the other one $81 million in damages. And as one trial lawyer from New York said, you cannot keep trying case after case after case and keep losing and say, well, we're not going to settle, which is what they've been doing. And so they're getting these one lawsuit after the other, which reminds me, I was just talking last week about how $110 million has been paid out by the secret vaccine damage court that most people don't even know about. $110 million has been paid out to people who are damaged by vaccines in just the first quarter of this year. Now, of course, it would be there were a lot of cases involved in that. More than half of those cases were flu vaccines. There are a lot of people who have been damaged, a lot of people who have died from vaccine injuries. Just looking at the first quarter, that represented, I forget the count, it was something like 80-some-odd people, I believe. If I'm going from memory, I think it's something like 80 people. But it was $110 million. Those awards would be much higher if it was a real jury trial like these Monsanto trials. And just like Bayer that bought Monsanto last year, just like they're looking at this and saying, this is going to, you know, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep having lawsuit after lawsuit because there are literally, there are 9,000 of these lawsuits still pending across the United States at this moment. And that was before people started winning them. You can imagine after people started winning them that there's going to be a lot more lawsuits. And so if they're getting hundreds of millions of dollars, that's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars that they're going to have to pay out. They paid $66 billion for this lawsuit factory of Monsanto. So in a situation like this, you would expect them, which is what the pharmaceutical industry did. Pharmaceutical industry went to the Reagan administration in 1986 and said, this is going to bankrupt us. We're doing so much damage to people and the juries are awarding these big awards and we're going to go out of business unless you give us legal immunity. And they did. And so that $110 million that was paid out to people damaged by vaccines, that comes from you and I. And doesn't really compensate the people for what they've gone through in most cases. They're only getting a couple million dollars apiece, not $100 million or $200 or $300 million apiece, which is what would happen in a real jury trial. You don't have the, not only in the award phase, but also in the trying phase. You've got somebody who's sitting there in kind of a arbitration scenario. It's not a trial scenario. And the whole purpose, folks, of having lawsuits to protect people is that when you've got somebody who's producing a harmful product, You want to put them out of business. You don't want them to continue making that product. You give punitive damages because you want to punish the company and get them to stop doing this. But they've been given legal immunity for vaccines. That's why you don't hear this. People have known for a very long time what was going on with glyphosate. I remember back in 1985, 1986, our dog, and I've talked about this before, came up with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma from weed killer that was sprayed on the neighbor's yard. He would get out, he would jump in that yard and play, get out of the fence and do that, came down with that. And I heard a report on NPR talking about how farmers who are using this same weed killer, glyphosate, were coming down with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That was over 30 years ago. People have known this for a very long time. They're just now starting to get some justice in it. But it is now worked its way into our food supply. And we're all getting exposed to this. And we're all getting exposed to the vaccine issue. And yet, you keep seeing all of these fear articles like this one from Popular Science. The latest measles outbreaks across the United States, including a state of emergency in New York. And they've got their map, just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, where they put the little red dots. And you need to drill down into the data to see what's going on. They say, oh, there's six states in the midst of seven separate outbreaks, and there's 314 total cases as of March 21st, and we're only 3 months into the year, yada, yada. Nowhere do they talk about the actual damage that's been done to people. Even in this skewed system, the vaccine court, the special master that does an arbitration, $110 million of taxpayer money. Yeah, let's do a little bit of science, Popular Science. Let's do a little bit of science. Let's do a little bit of math. Let's talk a little bit about the liberty involved here as well. Informed consent. I talked about that yesterday. Physicians for informed consent. Here's some of the numbers. I'll just repeat them for you. $110 million in the first quarter paid out to people who have been damaged by vaccines. But if we take a look just at the MMR vaccine, physicians for informed consent pointed out that 5,700 people had seizures because of the vaccine. MMR. Of those 5,700 people who had seizures because of the vaccine, 5% of them developed epilepsy. Now, let's crank through the numbers. That's 285 people. So they're talking about 314 cases of measles. We got, if we have the same number of people this year, you've got about 300 people that are going to develop epilepsy for life as a side effect of getting the MMR vaccine. That's hard, cold numbers. On the other hand, if you get measles, there's a 99.99% chance that you won't have any lasting effects except for immunity, which you don't get from their vaccines. That's why they give people two or three shots. And you still have people who have been shot, given the MMR vaccine multiple times, who come down with it or who are patient zero, as they were in a previous outbreak in New York City. Patient zero had been vaccinated twice, the first person that they identified with. Now, they probably got it from somebody else who had come into New York. But they don't want you to look at the facts. They don't want you to drill down into the facts, just like Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't want to. So that's why they got Facebook out there purging information about that. Facebook purging other health information, trying to control our speech. It's not just the politics. It's also our health. And understand, folks, that our health is a big part of their political agenda, taking our health as well as our economic freedom and our ability, our politics. You know, there's a story that came out as we're talking about drugs here. Story about a man who was working at Enterprise Rent-A-Car, 19-year-old, and he decided that his coworkers are kind of dull. This is in Missouri. So he decided that he would drop some acid into their drinks, LSD. And the manager saw him acting weird and messing with people's drinks. He didn't call the police until he saw everybody else doing the same thing. I looked at this, and it made me think about the CIA. So we're going to talk about John Brennan when we come back. You know, the CIA has actually done that, according to a lot of people. They haven't owned up to it like this guy did. He didn't see anything wrong with it. John Brennan is still telling us that he didn't know anything about what was going on with Trump.
Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank. Free press needs your help, Frank. I've been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed, and that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turds and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalist, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you. By leaps and by bounds, the number one best-selling supplement family in the world is energy drinks and energy supplements. But they are riddled with dyes and toxins and synthetic caffeines and other chemicals that sure get you a quick boost but burn out in just a few hours and have terrible side effects. We have developed, hands down from our research, the most powerful, healthy energy drink, pre-workout and beyond system in the world. There's nothing else like it. You must experience it. It is a total game changer. And it comes in easy to use packets to mix in fruit juice or water, whatever you'd like. Warning though, it's very, very strong. It lasts up to 10 hours. So take a half packet the first time you take it because Turbo Force is named Turbo Force because it will take you into overdrive. Turbo Force at InfoWarsLife.com. Our grandparents and great-grandparents knew that they canned food during the fall, so they'd have it during the winter. And that's what I'm talking about at InfoWarsStore.com with InfoWars Select. It's the full spectrum of My Patriot Supply, one of the top most respected companies out there. But because I private label it, I'm able to go below cost on contracts that all their other distributors aren't able to do. But I want to be a market leader, and I want you to have storable food, so it's a total win-win. We have those incredible sell prices back at InfoWarsStore.com on InfoWars Select Storable Foods. They've got special diet foods. They've got three-month supplies, year supplies, week emergency supplies. They've got so many great products there. Maybe you got a three-year supply. If stuff happens, you can feed your whole block. It's up to us to be self-sufficient. You're buying war bonds, bringing you great products, and together, with God's help, we are unstoppable. InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWars Select, high-quality storable foods powered by My Patriot Supply.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just telling the story, which is, I guess, kind of humorous because nobody was hurt in this. The people had to be taken to the hospital till the drugs wore off. But a 19-year-old who is, you know, working at a car rental agency, and he just decides that he will spike his coworkers' drinks with LSD because that'll make work a little bit more interesting. And yet we've had, don't forget that it was the CIA that created LSD. They created it as a mind control technique. And they've been working on various aspects of mind control for quite a long time. And when we look at this article from Zero Hedge, it came out 2 days ago. CIA-backed startup builds bots for the next generation of ETFs. Now, an ETF is an exchange traded funds. It can be things like stocks, or it can be commodities. In other words, you can buy gold, not by an ounce of gold, but you can get it by a tenth of an ounce, for example. So you can like paper trade gold. That's an ETF. But it can be, you know, foreign stocks or what. It can be any number of investments. But I want you to focus on the fact that this is the CIA backing a AI startup that is going to use robotic trading of the next generation of ETFs. And you ask yourself, why is the CIA doing that? Well, they call it the company, don't they? And the CIA, in the late 90s, when the internet became practical, the CIA created InQtel. It was a venture capital firm, and they were open about it. I mean, in the past, you know, they were kind of quiet about, you know, spiking the water supply of a town in France with LSD. They were kind of quiet about how they would control the media. You know, they had Operation Mockingbird. They would feed them the information, and then you would have the people like the readers on CNN dutifully read the information that was fed to them by the CIA. But now they've kind of come out of the closet. As of the late 90s, they were investing in these companies that now own the internet, right? And that's where our control of the internet, our control of free speech, is coming from. It's coming from these companies that they selected, that they funded, that they put in power. And I'm sure the CIA people would like to make some money themselves, right? I mean, they're not against making money. They've made a lot of money running drugs. They made a lot of money creating the crack cocaine epidemic. They could fund their dark war in Central America with that. They've been one of the key movers in the drug trade and so forth. And so if they back this company that's using artificial intelligence to create robotic trading of financial instruments, as they were saying in this story here, they're getting deep into the nuts and bolts of the trades. But it said, while a normal ETF collects fees of as little as 20 cents on every $1,000 invested, an AI-designed ETF can justify fees as large as $1.80 to $8 on that same investment. So instead of getting 20 cents, they get $8. And the CIA says, yeah, we want in on that. These people, what is their mission again? What is their mission? Is it money and power? Are they the real government here in the United States anymore? Are they the people who are really behind the front corporations like Facebook and Google and others who are backed by the CIA, just like the CIA is now backing this company called Kensho Technologies? It once focused on analyzing North Korean missile launches and so forth, but now they're getting into making money. They're going to bring this home for the company. And so in light of all that, and in light of the fact that they've now gone public with their venture capital firms, you know, 20 some odd years ago, now they've gone public with their propaganda as well. You know, Brennan became a regular contributor, unashamed about the fact that they're feeding disinformation to people, these agents of disinformation. He's out there saying, I had no idea. Play this clip. From John Brennan, House intelligence testimony, was that also based on bad information? Here's John Brennan talking about how he didn't know.
Well, I don't know if I received bad information, but I think I suspected that there was more than there actually was. And I am relieved that it's been determined that there was not a criminal conspiracy with the Russian government over our election. I think that is good news for the country. And so I still point to things that were done publicly or efforts to try to have conversations with the Russians that were inappropriate. But I'm not always
kind of swallowing hard there.
The high bar of criminal conspiracy was not met. I am surprised at that second part of obstruction of justice in terms of how it came out. I don't know whether or not Bob Mueller wanted the attorney general to pronounce on that issue, or whether or not Bob Mueller felt that it would be best for Congress and American people to determine whether the weight of the information indicates that Donald Trump did try to obstruct justice.
What so, a lying piece of extra money is. Just hold it right there. You know, John Brennan was always absolutely certain about all this. There was never any uncertainty. He was always put out there as positive about this. It was Hillary Clinton who first gave us that lie that there were 17 intelligence agencies that looked at this and they all agreed. And then that was repeated by James Clapper, who also is bowed down and worshipped as a commentator on CNN and MSNBC. James Clapper who committed perjury, telling everybody, oh, no, we're not spying on you illegally, unconstitutionally. And he was never faced any penalties for lying to Congress and to the American people about something that was very material. So I'm certain that John Brennan won't have to worry about any of this. Don't you? Don't you think so? This guy's going to get away with everything. Everything. I hope not. I hope President Trump nails them. And so does Rand Paul. Let's play the clip from Rand Paul. I think it's a video clip number 11. Rand Paul is talking about what needs to happen. He needs to come after these people as well as pardon General Flynn. Here's Rand Paul.
Absolutely. And I think this is a good day for America if we're going to get beyond all this. I think it was a partisan witch hunt from the beginning. The president has been exonerated. The Democrats and some in the left-wing media that promoted this, I think they need to apologize to the country, and they need to try to be a more objective in the reporting and not create some kind of narrative that somehow President Trump is a Russian spy, which was ridiculous, but also insulting.
Yeah, it has been insulting. And I think we need to call these people what they are. They're liars, they're spies, they're crooks, they're criminals. That is the what they have always done. From creating LSD to spiking people's drinks with it, they ought to be in jail, just like this 19-year-old who did it. But their crimes have gone way beyond that. They leave behind them a trail of death and destruction and drug pushing and war creation. And they went to war with the American people. All right, Rand Paul says, absolutely, James Clapper, John Brennan, Susan Rice, and others should testify on their Spygate role, and they should be subpoenaed. Absolutely. You've got John Brennan who testified, said, well, now he's saying, even though he was absolutely certain, it's now bad information. And yet you still have people like Eric Swalwell and Beta O'Rourke. Swalwell is doubling down, saying, yeah, I'm absolutely certain that Trump is a Russian agent. You know, we go back to these 17 intelligence agencies, like I said, that was a phrase that was first used by Hillary in a debate. And then it was repeated by James Clapper. And eventually the truth came out that it wasn't 17 intelligence agencies. It was three intelligence agencies who sent one representative to a meeting with James Clapper. And he told them what he wanted them to agree to. And in a meeting one-on-one with him, he browbeat them into backing that. And then he put it out as if it was 17 different agencies. No, it wasn't. It was the CIA, the NSA, FBI, and that was it. One representative from each of them. He presents the stuff and they say, yeah, we'll sign that. And then he says 17 agencies, because that's what Hillary said. We all know where this is coming from. And it's a very telltale situation when you have the people at MSNBC, at CNN, who refused to call Brennan on this. But folks, if we don't understand that the censorship of the internet is coming from these same people who are out there, the CIA-backed startups who now presumably own the internet, if we don't understand that, if we don't roll that back, we are done. If we don't understand how they are rigging the census, and now they're saying that these same organizations that are out there censoring free speech, censoring Alex Jones off the internet, they censored the co-founder of Greenpeace. They erased him, pretending that he doesn't exist anymore. So Google has erased all the pictures of him at the, you know, all the pictures that he had with the founders of Greenpeace because he's criticizing this climate change initiative that they have. That is what Google and Facebook have been doing. That's why they were created by the CIA. Folks, if you want to stand against this, take a look at the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We still have the sale that we began a week ago, 50% off. Some products are 55 and 60% off. We have free shipping store-wide. We have double the Patriot points. You're never going to find a discount this deep, this broad on all InfoWars Life products. You can protect your health, your family's health, and you can support independent media and your free speech. Because if you don't fund us, we've got the CIA funding the censors. Google, that is not a search engine. Facebook and Twitter, they are not social media. They're there to control you, to control what you see and hear and say.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.